our world of water. All living things need water. Water is a limited resource and needs to be managed well. We can't live without water. If you look at a map of the world, you will see that much of our earth is covered in water. Most of our water is seawater. There is fresh water in ponds, lakes, streams, and rivers. Fresh water is also found under the ground and as vapour in the air. Clouds form from this vapour and water falls back down to earth as rain, sleet, snow, or hail. Oceans of water. There is a lot of water all around us, but most of this is not fresh water. Seawater has too much salt in it for us to drink. Most of the water that falls back to earth becomes runoff. It travels some distance over land before making its way back to the sea. As it travels over the land, the water picks up salts and minerals from the rocks and soil and washes them into the ocean, where it has built up over many years. This is why ocean water is so salty. Fresh water. Approximately 97% of Earth's water is salt water. That leaves only about 3% that is fresh water for meeting the needs of people, plants, and animals. We can only use about a third of this fresh water. The rest is frozen solid in glaciers, in the snow on high mountain tops, and in the polar ice caps. The fresh water we use comes from surface water and groundwater. Surface water is water we can see in ponds, rivers, lakes, and streams. Groundwater is water that seeps down into the ground and collects in the spaces between rocks and soil underground. Protecting water. It is important to protect our water supplies from pollution. Once the water becomes polluted, it can be hard or even impossible to clean. Plants and animals also rely on fresh water. Streams, rivers, and lakes are home to many types of aquatic plants, fish, insects, and birds. Some of these organisms need very pure fresh water.